What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists behave in court? How do narcissists act in the courtroom when the charges are pressed or when you family court and things like that, y'all? So before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the self-love brand. This is the I Love Me brand. I'm fearless. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. But yeah, whew.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Narcissist in court. But yeah, so this right here, y'all, there's going to be a few different ways that a narcissistic person can act, can behave in court, in the court of law. So there's going to be a difference between how some narcissistic people react, because in the court of law, in the actual court for criminal charges, versus how they act in like family court, where you can, I think family courts are a little bit different when it comes to like perjury and things of that nature. But, you know, than actual criminal courts are, because narcissists, for overall, y'all, this might be true for both courtrooms. Narcissists, like, courts are showtime. It's like the courtroom is that narcissistic person's stage to become whoever they feel like they want to be in this courtroom right now. It's like, Your Honor, action. It's like, seriously, they're going to put on an act. You know what I mean? And that's why I tell people, like, if you're dealing with a narcissist, like, this is how they're going to do right here. It's going to be an act. Very rarely are you going to have an honest narcissist or a toxic person come into court and tell the truth about what went on in the relationship. Family court or criminal court, civil court, whatever the name of it is, y'all. Like, very rarely are they going to act any type of way. They're going to try to get the audience, the jurors, the judge, your family and friends, or whoever's sitting around to on their side. That's the goal. The goal is to get people on my side and against you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to put on an act. And a lot of times, narcissistic people will absolutely come in there and become somebody that they're not. Like, the person that you knew in this relationship dynamic, whatever the relationship dynamic was or is, they're going not to be that person in court. I promise you, they're going to be coming there, be manipulative, be like, if they were loud, yelling and screaming at you all the time, they're going to be coming in court and act quiet and diminutive, like meek, timid. You're like, what the hell is going on right here? Of course, they're going to try to be charming and things like that. Everybody's going to be different, of course. But like, a lot of them are going to be coming and trying to be charming people I want the judge and the jury or whoever's watching me, I want them to think that you are out of your mind for pressing charges on me. You are out of your mind for how we got here. Or if they press charges on you, they're going to make people think that you are the victim, that you are absolutely the villain here, y'all. And like, Willie, how would they press charges on us? I'm telling y'all right here, and this goes for the courtroom too. Your greatest power in the courtroom a lot of times is going to be controlling your reactions. Because if you can't control how you react in the courtroom, they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to literally emotionally and mentally and sometimes physically beat you down within the courtroom. Not put their hands on you, but feel like you're going to be physically exhausted. Controlling your reactions in the courtroom is at the top of the list of things that you need to do. Because they're going to try to get you to react, y'all. Because a lot of times, a narcissist, if you react to a narcissistic person's abuse, right, sometimes the police get called, they'll press charges on you. They'll file restraining orders on you. They'll take you to court, y'all. They'll try to ruin your life in the court systems. They absolutely will. And a lot of times, this is what happens. Like, you'll be reacting to something that they did to you, and you'll get in trouble for it. and they will absolutely press charges on you. They'll take you to court. I got a woman in my inbox right now that I did a Zoom coaching call with, y'all. I told her, I said, look, your partner, your husband, whatever, he's going to try to get a reaction out of you. Like, he has nothing right now. Like, you have everything to lose. So his goal is probably to get a reaction out of you. This is a couple months ago. She messaged me, right, and said, yep, I reacted to him. He pressed charges. Now the judge is threatening to take custody of the kids away. And that's why I tell y'all, controlling your reactions is absolutely a superpower. And it is a necessity in these relationship spaces. You have to be able to control your reaction. You have to, because like I said, the courtroom is theater. The courtroom is the acting stage. It's like the cameras are all on a narcissistic person. They're going to put on an act. They'll become whoever they feel like they're going to morph into whoever they feel like they need to be in this courtroom to win this case, to beat you with these, whatever charges these are. If they press some charges on you, they want to win that way. Or if they're getting charges pressed on them, they want the charges to get dropped. Like I said, if the narcissistic person has a new supply, they might bring the new supply in there and sit them front row. Somebody bring the new supply in there and sit them front row to intimidate you, to make you react. That's why I'm telling y'all, prepare for this stuff right here. Y'all prepare. It might not happen, but you'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Prepare for it. You want to be prepared just in case they bring their new girlfriend or new wife that they met or moved into your house 2 weeks after the relationship ended. They might bring their new husband who they got around your kids, or they're not a husband. They might bring their new boyfriend who they met at the bar a couple weeks ago. They have around your kids already. They're trying to get them to call the kids dad, or trying to get your kids to call them dad after only knowing them for a couple of weeks or something like that. Yeah, they're going to try to agitate you. They want those reactions, because if you can't control your reactions, it looks bad in court. Just be realistic, y'all. If you can't control your reactions, you look bad in court. I seen a TikTok video one time. This is back in COVID times, but this woman was doing Zoom court with her abusive ex-husband, and the woman just kept interrupting because the dude was in there lying. She's like, no, Your Honor, he's lying. And they was like, look, ma'am, you have to be quiet and let him finish. If he's lying, we're going to get to the bottom of it, but you have to let him finish talking. So like, you can't, like, you had your chance. You have to let him finish talking, you know? And she just kept interrupting. And then she lost the case, y'all. They awarded her the custody of the kids to the abusive parent because she wouldn't be quiet. The judge, like, boom. And she's like, oh my God, you took my kids away from me? Wow. Wow. They're like, ma'am, you've been warned several times. And her lawyer was like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, you have to control your reaction. They want you to react. They're going to lie their asses off. You know what I mean? They'll lie. Yeah, they'll lie in criminal court too, even though sometimes they risk getting the charge of perjury or whatever. You know, I think, you know, but family court, I don't think perjury exists. So you need to document stuff, y'all. You need to protect your people. You need to have documentation of what happened. You need to have proof of what's going on. That's what I said. Write stuff down. Document stuff. Record situations if it's allowed. Whatever state you're in. Like I said, it's not legal advice, but whatever state you're in, you know, I would suggest that you might record. Look at the laws, of course. If it's one party recorded state or two party state, look at the laws so you know if you can record somebody safely and to protect yourself. You know what I mean? But they're going to, like I said, in court, they're going to try to lie to them, especially if the kids are involved, custody of the kids are involved. They'll be lying their asses off. They just, oh, I'm just saying, they can lie. They can feel like they can lie. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove type Denzel from Training Day type stuff. It's not what you know, it's what you can prove. If you can't prove anything, y'all, it's going to be your words versus theirs. And I'm telling you, if it's your word versus their word, you controlling your reactions can go a long way to help you out. You not yelling and screaming or trying to fight their new person. Like, if you try to fight the new supply in court, your goose is cooked. You look violent now. They're going to put on a show. They're going to want to try to get your reaction. They might be cool, calm, and collected. They might not even look at you, y'all. They might be stone-faced and looking forward the whole time. Or they might be peeking at you the whole time, trying to intimidate you. In courtroom, they might try to intimidate you. They might look at you the whole time, trying to intimidate you, staring at you. If you're sitting in court, in the court across from them, and you feel something hot on your neck, like it's like, you know how like how people used to take those magnifying glasses and catch the sun and focus the sunbeam and heat stuff up? That's how they're going to do you. That's how you're going to feel in your neck. You're going to feel like somebody taking the sun and a magnifying glass and focusing it right here on your neck, the side of your face. Why the side of my face so damn hot? You look over there, they staring at you. They're peeking at you the whole time. They want to intimidate you. Or they want to make you feel sorry for them, y'all. They might come to court and try to play the victim. They want you to feel sorry for them, so you'll drop the charges. All right, Your Honor, I didn't mean to do that. I just don't have anything left. I'm going to take my own life. I'm going to end it all because I have nothing left. And then what happens then, y'all? What happens then when they keep saying they have nothing left to lose and then in their courtroom try to make you feel guilty? Then you drop the charges and then the mask comes back off. They might come to court and play the victim. You know what I mean? To try to get you to drop the charges. To try to get the judge or the jury or whoever is in this case to absolve them. They might come in and try to play the victim and try to get people on their side crying and begging and pleading for another chance. You know, they might confess their love to you in the courtroom to try to get you to give them another chance or drop the charges. Just be prepared. Look, be prepared to pivot. That's what I said. Be prepared to pivot. BPP. Be prepared to pivot and change your plan if you need to, y'all. It's always one part of changing your plan. Always control those reactions. Always. If they're up their line, y'all, if they're up their line and you have proof, let the proof speak for itself. You don't have to scream and yell it. I promise you don't. You don't have to interrupt them. And then you're out. That's a lie. They know they're lying. Don't do. I'm just telling you, y'all. This type of stuff can help you out. This type of stuff can save you. So be prepared to pivot. You know, because a narcissistic person, they won't control everything, y'all. Finances, they won't control everything. So protect your peace. Protect yourself in these courtroom situations, y'all, because they want those reactions. A lot of narcissists thrive on your reactions in the courtroom. If, like I said, I know I don't think you can record stuff in the courtroom, but just be prepared, y'all. But anyway, y'all, make sure y'all like and subscribe to the channel. Check out the self-love brand. Make sure y'all tune in every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my live show, Waving the Red Flag. This week's, we're talking about the narcissist new supply. So email your new supply story to wavingtheredflagshow@gmail.com, or you can send a voicemail in to 855-432-5637. Thank y'all so much for doing this out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.